let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us This Week in America. In the book America Invades, the writing duo of Christopher Kelly and Stuart Laycock toured the globe to find every country Americans have been militarily involved in. In their latest book, they've turned the sights back to America itself. America Invaded, a state-by-state guide to fighting on American soil, is a fascinating, fact-filled book exploring and explaining some of the confrontations that occurred throughout each of the 50 states since European explorers first set foot in the New World. Co-author Christopher Kelly, back with us on This Week in America, a graduate of the University of California at Berkeley, former chairman of the Chiron Corporation, a retired television executive with a lifelong passion for military history. Many of his family have fought in previous American wars, and one led an ill-fated invasion of Canada. He's a co-author of America Invades and Italy Invades, editor of An Adventure in 1914, a memoir of his great-grandfather's time in Europe at the start of World War I. Those shows, by the way, available our interviews at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And now co-author, along with Stuart Laycock, of America Invaded, a state-by-state guide to fighting on American soil, Christopher Kelly, back with us on This Week in America. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Rick, great to be with you again.
I really love this book, and there's so many great stories here. We'll be talking about some of the stories and send you to the website, AmericaInvaded.com, to get more information. And it's interesting where this book came from. What, a couple of years ago, 2014, you're out touring the country, promoting the book America Invades, and suddenly you're getting all these stories which led to, I understand, America Invaded.
That's right. We were touring the country and visiting sites like Little Bighorn in Montana and Gettysburg in Pennsylvania and the Battle of New Orleans in Louisiana. And I just thought that there's so much more to tell and to deliver we wanted to deliver ultimately a 360-degree view of Americans fighting around the world with America Invades, but also fighting at home in our own country with America Invaded, our brand new book.
Literally thousands of skirmishes here in the country, and you don't have all of them. You've got very interesting ones. Talk about the criteria you used. How did you go about establishing what you were going to talk about in the book America Invaded?
Well, we basically defined invasions fairly loosely as fighting in different countries. So in America Invades, when we talked about has America invaded such and such a country, it's a question of have American troops, Americans fought in that country or not. For us, when we used the invasion term broadly, so we included all fighting. The subtitle is fighting in American soil in all 50 states. And that's what we tried to do. So we included things that clearly are not invasions. I mean, we included things like the gunfight at the OK Corral, for instance, in the Arizona chapter, and also the 9/11 attacks in New York, which, clearly not invasions, but they are examples of fighting on American soil.
The book is called America Invaded. That's the website, AmericaInvaded.com. The book's available all across the country. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So many great stories, and one that jumps out, Tsarist Russia invading California. A lot of the stories you talk about, if you said to somebody, remember when Russia invaded California, they'd look at you like you were crazy. Talk about that, because there's so many cases like that in history when it's like, what would you say? That's sort of your response when you're talking about this.
Sure. Yes. Well, of course, Russia has been getting lots of attention in the media lately.
Yep.
But Russia played a role in America long before the 21st century. Back in 1812, Russia established a fort called Fort Ross, which is today a California state park in what is Sonoma County today, on the coast. And it's easy to find Fort Ross because it's right just due north of Russian River, which was also named because the Russians were there. The Russians had established a colony in Alaska many years before that. And the reason that they came to Fort Ross and California is that they wanted to try to find a way of growing crops to feed their colonists in Alaska. Alaska, of course, with its climate, very harsh climate, very difficult to grow food. So they tried to establish something in Fort Ross to try to feed their colonists in Alaska. And the They had, I mean, you'll find Russian churches in San Francisco. You'll find, and of course, the Russian impact on Alaska is still profound and is felt even to this day. I mean, for instance, with the native Alaskan people, most of them are Christian, but they're neither Catholic nor Protestant. Most of them are, in fact, Orthodox, which is a legacy of this Russian invasion and colonization of Alaska that, you know, ended with the purchase from America in 1867, but still has an impact on Alaska today.
You know, it's interesting as you read the book America Invaded, written, co-authored by our guest on the program today, Christopher Kelly. As you're reading that, the impact that these skirmishes, these battles had maybe a couple of centuries ago on life in the United States today. So often we look at a state map and go, that is the strangest boundary that I've ever seen. In many cases, those boundaries were determined, reset by different skirmishes.
Sure. Sure. There was a lot of fluidity to state borders. I mean, we kind of assume state borders as a given today, but really there was a lot of give and take, a lot of negotiation, sometimes conflict even between the states. And I'm not talking about the Civil War, but even, I mean, there was something called the Toledo War, which was between Ohio and Michigan. And it wasn't really a war. It was more a mobilization of state militias on both sides of the border. But it was a boundary dispute. And ultimately, they decided to award Toledo to Ohio, and the Upper Peninsula went to Michigan in the Toledo War, just as one example.
So often, as we're traveling through the country, we see things that sort of seem out of place. And you address a lot of those. For example, in Texas, a lot of the small towns have French names. Talk about that, because there's a reason for that. It's not just by happenstance. There's a reason for it.
Right. Yes. I mean, when you talk about, French Texas, it almost sounds like an oxymoron. But the surprising thing is that the French actually did make it to Texas, and you do see it in the names. I mean, that there's a Paris, Texas, and there's a Beaumont, Texas. So there was an early French impact on Texas that's kind of felt even to this day. There was a colony that was basically, I think, wiped out by indigenous people, a small French colony, way back in the 17th century.
As we're talking about Japan, we know Japan's role in World War II, but they invaded the Aleutian Islands, the California coast, Oregon. Talk about that, because sometimes you go back and as you're reading America Invaded, you're reading it a couple times to make sure you're understanding this correctly, because it's like part of the untold history of our country.
Sure, sure. That's right. I mean, that everybody knows, of course, about Pearl Harbor happening on December 7th, 1941 with the Pearl Harbor attack on Hawaii. But there were a lot of other incidents that happened on American shores. I mean, that you had two Aleutian Islands in the Alaskan Territory invaded in World War II in 1942, Attu and Kiska. You had a oil refinery in California at Elwood that was bombed by a submarine. A fort up in Oregon, Fort Stevens, was shelled by the deck gun of a submarine as well. You even had a plane that was piloted by Ensign Fujita of the Imperial Japanese Navy, who flew a couple of bombing missions that was launched from a submarine into Oregon, bombed near Brookings, Oregon. He dropped incendiary bombs in the forests of Oregon. They didn't really do much damage. And that happened in 1942. And then the follow-up on the story is that in 1962, he survived the war. He was invited to return to Oregon by some folks. And this was controversial. Some people weren't sure they should invite him. It actually went all the way up to the desk of President Kennedy, who had to approve his visit to Oregon. He ended up going to a state fair in Oregon, ate some corn dogs, and when he had flown his mission in 1942, he had a samurai sword in the back of his plane that he had with him for good luck, I suppose. And he brought that, and he presented that to the mayor of Brookings, Oregon. And you can find it today in the Chetco Public Library in Brookings, a town on the Oregon coast, in 2017.
One of the aspects, besides the great stories in America Invaded, you've got detailed maps, you've got great pictures, you've got tourist sites. So if you're traveling through an area, as you did basically when you were promoting America Invades, you could stop, get off the beaten path, and look up some of these. It's interesting, going back to the Japanese, the balloon bombs, they actually penetrated pretty far in the country. You've got Nebraska and Iowa got hit by some of those as well.
That's right. I mean, that people think that, oh, well, if you live inland, that you're invulnerable to invasion.
Yes.
Because it's only the coasts that are maybe in jeopardy. But in fact, in World War II, there were these Fugo, these balloon bombs that you referred to, that were made by mainly by Japanese high school students, manufactured out of paper, and they used potato paste to kind of put these together. But they carried incendiary bombs, and they used the air currents, the jet stream, to deliver these bombs all the way from launched from Japan, being carried all the way to the United States. And there were literally thousands of these launched in the course of the war in 1944-45. They didn't do a great deal of damage. There was only one incident, and I talk about it in the Oregon chapter. I went to a place last year called the Mitchell Monument, which is near Bly, Oregon, and it was there that unfortunately, six people, a pregnant woman and five teenagers, saw a balloon after on a Sunday hike in the woods, so to speak. One of the kids touched it. It was detonated, and all six of them were killed. And there's a monument, the Mitchell Monument, in the Weyerhaeuser Forest, commemorating this event. And then surrounding the monument, there are six cherry trees that have been planted by the Japanese people, Japanese government. More recently, of course.
The book is America Invaded, a state-by-state guide to fighting on American soil. The author, Christopher Kelly, along with Stuart Laycock. Christopher Kelly back with us on the program, author, historian, books available all across the country. Website is very simple, americainvaded.com, and you can get all the information there on the book. The book's available all across the country as well. If you said to somebody, the Confederacy invaded Vermont, they'd look at you like, boy, that seems like a stretch. But then if you threw in there, and they came down from Canada to do it, they'd really think that you actually misread something. Talk about that part of history.
Sure. I mean, that's another kind of surprising fact, too. I mean, that people think, of course, people talk about how borders are, people are very sensitive about border issues these days. The border with Mexico, the danger of people coming across and people who might be dangerous, and all of those are events that are discussed constantly by the media, borders have been dangerous or problematic for a very long time. And going back to the Civil War, you had Confederates who managed to infiltrate, to go, make it all up to Canada, and from there they crossed the border in the course of the war into St. Albans, which is a town near the Canadian border in Vermont, and they basically kind of shot up the town, robbed a couple banks, and then kind of scooted across the border back the other way, back to Canada. So you had this kind of aggressive southern, and people don't realize also that, I mean, during the Civil War, both North and South were invaders, invaded and invaders. Of course, we know that the South was invaded. People know about Sherman's march to the sea in Georgia and all of that, but they don't maybe realize that, Robert E. Lee, of course, invaded Pennsylvania, culminating with the Gettysburg campaign in 1863. And there were even Confederate risings in Tucson, Arizona. So you had, Confederate aggression as well in the course of the war, too.
An interesting story as well. Andrew Jackson using pirates in his defense of New Orleans in the War of 1812. Talk about that. It's a fascinating aspect of history as well.
Sure. I mean, Andrew Jackson was a very colorful figure, and he was a definite bona fide war hero. And his main really claim, that what really launched his political career, was his victory at the Battle of New Orleans, which took place in January of 1815, right near the town of New Orleans. He was in charge of the defense of Louisiana, and that was a genuine, all-out invasion in the course of the War of 1812 by the British. They were trying to capture New Orleans. New Orleans was a very wealthy trading entrepot at that time, and they were looking for the British were trying to capture the beauty and booty of New Orleans, and they had thousands of troops that were landed by ship. They had, of course, control of the seas with the Royal Navy in those days, and they had a very good army. I mean, this is an army that later defeated Napoleon at Waterloo with the British troops. But Jackson managed to form kind of a group, a diverse group that included freed blacks, that included Choctaw Indians, and that even included these pirates. Jean Lafitte is famously assisted with the artillery at the Battle of New Orleans in support of the American forces in their victory over the British in that battle.
The book we're talking about is called America Invaded, written by our guest on the program, Christopher Kelly, along with Stuart Laycock. Book available at AmericaInvaded.com, available at Amazon and all the usual places where you buy books. A couple minutes left in the program. You talk about the nature of what constitutes an invasion, how it's changed over time, and you make an interesting point as I'm reading that. It's like you can invade a country now and you don't even need troops to do it.
Well, unfortunately, that, I think there's a lot of truth to that. That the, I mean, in the old days, it used to be, you know, battleships and fortifications that were vulnerable and might be attacked. And today, you have this danger of cyber invasions. That the targets could be your credit scores and financial institutions and the whole kind of grid, electronic grid that we have, infrastructure that we have, that has vulnerabilities too. So, and do you classify a cyber attack as an invasion? I mean, I think it's debatable either way, but it's an interesting question.
You know, it's interesting as well as you're reading the book America Invaded, you see what we did to the Native Americans, and we pushed them off their land into reservations, and that's something that we read about, unfortunately, I guess, quite frequently in the book because it's a part of our history.
Right. Yeah, we had conflicts with Native people in all 50 states mentioned in the book, including even Hawaii, where, of course, Captain Cook went to Hawaii, and he was ultimately was killed by the Native Hawaiians and actually, you know, eaten. So, you know, Captain Cook got cooked, so to speak. So there's a Cook monument in on the Big Island of Hawaii that I happened to have visited back a number of years ago. You have these conflicts and I have personal family involvement with I had ancestors that were at Cherry Valley that were massacred in upstate New York during the American Revolution. Dedicated the book partly to Jane Wells, who was a teenage girl who was killed at the time. But I mean, at the same time, we felt that it's important. I mean, these are conflicts that belong to our past, but it's important in the 21st century to kind of move beyond, you know, what fighting that took place in the past to maybe more, you know, healthy relations between all Americans. And we're actually donating 5% of the proceeds from the sale of the book to the Indigenous Institute, a group that supports Native Americans on the reservation and the kind of difficult situations that they faced in the 21st century.
It is a fascinating book, America Invaded, a state-by-state guide to fighting on American soil. Christopher Kelly, one of the authors with us, back with us on the program. We've talked about all of the other books. Got about 30 seconds here left in the program. I know you're not ready to announce yet the next book, but you've got some ideas that you're working on. So we're going to come back here in a few months and talk about the new book, I assume.
We are working on other ideas, other thoughts for things. We've got different directions for this one. We're on the road right now, traveling across the country, bringing the message of America Invaded. We think of the book we want to give readers a passport to explore the amazing history of this country. And with that, as you mentioned, includes tourist sites, includes maps, includes ways to enable, to let a reader discover American history for themselves as well.
In a very entertaining way. It's not like sitting down and reading a history textbook. It's just like Chris is sitting in the room talking with you and giving you these background stories that are great stories, great information that you will find that you will take with you for the water cooler discussions for many months to come as you're talking about some of the facts that you will find in the book. It's called America Invaded. The website is AmericaInvaded.com. Books available all across the country. Of course, you can link on directly to Chris's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Chris, always a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with America Invaded, and look forward to the next book.
Thanks very much, Rick. Appreciate your time.
America Invaded, the new book by Christopher Kelly and Stuart Laycock. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.